Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we'll have a full block with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers in a second, but he's sitting here in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Brian. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to just give a quick update on a story. You know, right around midnight, the president truthed. Is that what you call it on Truth Social? It's a truth?
He truthed. Truthed.
He said the United States military just entered the great state of California and under emergency powers turned on the water flowing abundantly from the Pacific Northwest and beyond. The days of putting a fake environmental argument over people are over. Enjoy the water, California. Well, California responded. I talked about the story earlier.
Yeah.
And because there's no, like, it's not like troops amassed at the border and entered and pulled a switch or whatever. But I wanted to know what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know which is true. But I'm right. Just going to give you the other side, which is the California Department of Water Resources posted on X. The military did not enter California. The federal government restarted federal water pumps after they were offline for maintenance for 3 days. State water supplies in Southern California remain plentiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's real? I mean, it would not surprise me that it was offline for 3 days. He switched it on, and this is his narrative because that's what his followers are going to believe.
Sure.
But anyway, it's neither here nor there. A lot of people I talk to in political science think this is not your bailiwick necessarily. The next world war will be, you know,
over water. Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense. And what is it? Is it was it Einstein who said, you know, World War III will be fought with nuclear weapons and World War IV will be fought with sticks, right?
Is that the quotation? That sounds like a good quote, though.
So what's happening?
Yeah, you know, same old. You know, the market is utterly disrupted by new technology, and we're all trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it might actually be helpful just to stay on the sidelines with AI. You know, I do like how when I do searches, mm-hmm. the top of the search will be whatever the AI pumps out.
Sure,
and then I can. I don't use it as a primary source, right. But it gives me a seed of something maybe to look for. But I still have not. And I can't say I'm proud of it, but I still have not actively engaged with a prompted chatbot.
You should play with that. It's interesting. But, you know, staying on the side of AI is probably, on the sidelines for AI is probably a good idea. I've always thought it's a little bubbly, and here's a great example of it, right? I mean, wait a minute. You can do it with a whole lot less. You can do it with, like, you know, a transistor radio style technology to get AI to work is kind of what the Chinese are saying versus these monster data centers and super chips.
Yeah.
If this is true, it is a paradigm shift. And
we've been sold a bill of garbage by the U.S. companies that we need all this energy and all this money and infrastructure for them. Maybe they've known this and they just want to milk us for all the resources.
Oh, you give them too much credit, Brian.
Okay.
The problem is I don't think they knew it. They are just, unfortunately, if you just look at how Microsoft was built, you look at all these technologies, I don't think they approach it with the best, not necessarily technology or the best ideas. I think they're lazy. And if the Chinese did do this, it just points out that America really has a lot of work to do to get back in front.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about DeepSeek in our full block because I think it just merits a little bit more conversation. Some other things we'll discuss. Smartwatch that can you tell your blood sugar. 1 hour long YouTube unskippable ads. I call BS.
Yikes.
And also some ridiculous data. Like, you really want to stick around for this, folks. in terms of displaying how much we actually use our phones. This data, if there's two particular data points, in my opinion, I'll wait to tell you which ones, mm-hmm. that blow me away. And when you look at average screen time, some people, you know, it's anywhere from 7 to 10 hours a day. Mm-hmm. If you do the math, it makes a little bit of sense. Eric Semmel. Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays. You can hear him with Tech Tuesday on with me at 8:20. So DeepSeek is this Chinese AI startup.
Yep.
They released this data that basically says they did some of the same stuff that OpenAI did at a mm-hmm. fraction of the cost. Is that right. the good summary?
That's a good summary, yeah. They did it with a lot less.
And then the NASDAQ, which is the – really, it's the – technology heavy index.
Yeah.
If you follow the markets, yesterday lost 600 points, about 3%. Mm-hmm. Nvidia, the most valuable company, at least it was starting yesterday, which makes the chips for a lot of AI technology, lost a record-breaking $600 billion in market capitalization mm-hmm. in one day.
Yep.
I guess the question in following up our previous conversation is, well, I just summarized the freak out.
Well, you've got the NVIDIA chips are the things that are required for our future, for the AI right. and the
so
solving
they say.
It. So they say. And the Chinese say, well, you don't even give us access to these things. And we did it on a Pentium. I mean, I'm not saying they did that. But we did it on a Pentium computer. It's something you don't need all this technology. Look how fast we did it. If you just use the technology correctly, if you architect AI properly and use the proper programming tools and the proper languages, you can get a great result.
Do you believe it?
It's the Chinese. You can't believe it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the market believed it, and they're probably smart to believe it. If the Chinese did do what they say they did, it really is an indictment of American technology and how we don't do things better, faster, stronger. We do things bloated and expensive, and we just chuck the kitchen sink at it and don't even know why we're doing it. I mean, even with Windows 11 coming out, it requires so much horsepower to run an operating system so you can do your Word document, for crying out loud. We don't do things better, faster, stronger. And if the Chinese were able to do that, we really have to look in the mirror and say, what are we doing?
So we're spending or potentially spending billions on these data centers.
Right.
Does that like put a pause on those things?
There's probably a few folks with some cement trucks that are like, hey, hold up here.
I mean, because it makes you really wonder. And then there's the president who made this huge announcement about right. all these hundreds of billions in AI.
Right.
He's probably like, I made a bad deal.
It was very exciting announcement. The idea of Stargate was a great idea. It sounds like a great idea. The ability to cure cancer with a specific vaccine for you specifically because of AI being able to figure all that out for you is wild.
Potentially.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it doesn't require a lot of horsepower, we may be able to do it in our own kitchen.
So
we'll
find, is it TBD? Like, what's the next step? I guess. And again, this is not your business and you're not either in a trader either, but like, right. I don't understand, like, what's the next step in terms of figuring out if we're appropriating too much value to us? We don't need to build all these data centers. Like, when are we going to find out?
Something about Americans or just human nature is we're all bubbly, right? We just throw our money at the thing we think it is.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Excited, we run after it. Yeah,
right. We don't know why we do it, and we build up these things. So we really have to work, I think, as a country on on holding these companies accountable. And we are going to do that with our money. Right now, we're going to take the money we all lost, whoever invested in NVIDIA, and say, geez, I won't do that again. Well, yes, you will. But we have to figure out how we get smarter about this technology. And again, the Chinese just smacked, literally, they just took a sledgehammer to us and said, you guys are just don't know what you're doing. And we really have a lot of work to do here. Yeah, so I don't know how we prevent it. But
we were talking off mic how like these dislocations in the market, nobody can predict them.
No.
You had no idea that you were going to wake up on a Monday and get $600 billion wiped off the most valuable company on the planet, right? And I mean, I just woke up. I had never heard of a DeepSeek or I thought it was SeatGeek. I mean, I don't know what it was.
I know.
We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computer. Again, this is Tech Tuesday, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturdays here in WTIC. The other story that really stunned me was the our addiction to phones is obviously well documented. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you tell me, it's not a leading question per se, but there's some data out there that really crystallizes how bad it is.
Well, yeah, maybe it actually speaks to why we're so poor at AI too. We spent 2.5 months on our phones. 2.5 months of our lives on our phones.
Is that really true?
That's what it says. Basically, a new study is confirming we're hopelessly addicted. And now, I mean, TV, the boob tube.
Well, listen,
right,
if you spend 30, if you, some weeks I'm on my phone for 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what, like 40% of my day.
Yeah.
And if you go 40% of my day, if you end up extrapolating that to this full year,
yeah,
that's more than 2.5 months.
Right. We have a problem. Now, maybe we're becoming edumacated by being on our phones, or are we just looking at stupid cat videos times 10 on our phones? You know, are we getting smarter because of the information we're getting in these tiny little segments? Maybe. Or are we just wasting our lives when our eyeballs are burning because we're like, why is it my eyes hurt? Well, because you're burning looking at these things. So it's not healthy, obviously. 80% check their phones in the first 10 minutes of waking up. 65% use their phones on the toilet. 53% have texted someone in the same room. In the same room. I mean, that happens all the time. 38% use or look at their phones while on a date. That's sad.
I don't go on dates anymore, but the first three are definitely stuff I've done and do.
Yeah.
I mean, they say an average of 205 touches a day.
Yeah, it's sad. And we'll put all these, just so you know, with Tech Tuesdays, we put the links up on, so you can look at the stories too later if you don't catch it, but we'll put the links up here for you. But it's pretty scary. And, that's a lot of time spent getting nothing done. And if we're doing that on a regular basis, again, it just explains something why maybe the Chinese don't have access to phones the way we do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a really good argument for that. I walked two dogs.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid. Sometimes I'm trying to do something on my phone while I'm walking two dogs.
Right.
That are big, big labs. But then I went on a walk the other day with no phone.
Right.
The first 10 minutes, I'm like, oh, this is brutal. But then I was fine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm really trying to read and make the phone not the last thing I do before I go to bed, but it is the first thing I touch when I wake up.
Yeah, I mean, you almost want to take it out of your pocket and put it across the room upside down. it's an addiction we all have to work on. I'm guilty too, and clearly we have a problem.
We have a problem. You know, the story about an hour-long unskippable ad on YouTube, I call BS on that.
Sure. Well, according to
who would sit through it? Like, what is it? Like, is it the secret to the fountain of the youth at the end of the ad? Like, what's going to make it worth sitting through? I guess I would just
hair
close
restoration.
The window and move
Somebody's
on.
Somebody's like, how do you get your hair back?
Oh, I imagine an hour of psychics and erectile dysfunction.
Oh
ads.
My gosh! Yeah, forget it.
But what is it? Is that real?
Well, according to some of these folks, they've come across it, and the way to get out of it would be to close YouTube and bring it back up again and try to get around it. But the point is, if you're finding yourself with an hour unskippable ad, could it be the future of YouTube? Could we now be right back to where we were with commercial television, where we just sit there through all these ads? I mean, even Amazon, you're watching a movie you want to rent on Amazon or even have on Amazon, it's got these ads.
You have to pay to skip them.
Yes.
That's you need to do. It's revenue. But that was stunning to me that that might actually be true, and you're telling me it is true.
Yeah. I don't bring you untrue stories, Brian.
Oh, you don't?
I try not to.
I just don't know anyone on this green earth who would sit through it. Like, what's the content on the other side? I won't even sit through 30-second ads sometimes, so I don't really, it doesn't, I don't relate to it.
I guess they're trying to see how conditioned we've become. Right. I mean, what used to be with cable, when cable was a thing back in the 80s, you paid for the premium channels so you wouldn't have ads. And then what did they do? They're all full of ads. So you're both paying for the premium channel and getting ads.
Yeah.
You're talking about paying Amazon to get rid of the ads. But before you know it, they're going to be like, guess what? You're getting ads anyways. Suck it up. Ugh. So it's just the nature.
I just want to watch our shows.
I know, man.
Watch our stupid cat videos. 9 to 11 in the morning on Saturdays. It's Computer Talk with Tab. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers joins us here at 8:20 every Tuesday. I mean, great stories this week. I mean, I know we didn't get into, you know, the health element of smartwatches and one other thing, but I really think that the DeepSeek and our addiction to phones are super, super important. So thank you for bringing it to our
attention. My pleasure.